And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Lone Depot Park, the Marlins and the Mets played game two of their three-game weekend series. We do apologize. We don't have a recap for you. Had some technical difficulties towards the back end of last night's ballgame. Now, the bad news for the Marlins is that they got crushed by the Mets. Pablo Lopez's struggles continued against the New York Mets. He allowed 8 earned runs, and now in 4 starts this season, Pablo has allowed 21 earned runs against the Mets. It's a team that he has really struggled with throughout the course of his career. It was all Mets. They put up 11 on the Marlins in Game 2 last night, so this series is now level at 1 apiece with Game 3 coming your way this afternoon at 1:40 when Jesus Luzardo goes opposite of Taijuan Walker. We do have Donnie after the ball game last night for you, so let's hear from the skipper after the Marlins lost to the Mets.
For guys, and they seem to be that club. I'd really like to see his numbers without them in it and see what they would be. I bet they would be pretty good.
315. Why do you think that is? Is it the familiarity, even going back to spring training?
I mean, they've seen the other guys too. So you don't know, but it seems to be there's certain, you know, those guys have obviously seen well. They've hit him well, so you walk in confident. You feel good about, you know, his pitch mix or whatever. Whatever it is, it's matching up with those guys in a bad way for us.
It seems like the last 3 times out, he's struggled to get deep into games. Have you seen something in particular that you think has led to that?
I've been okay with the, you know, what's he been, the 6th or so? I think he's been fine. But obviously this is a little different.
Is there anything, I guess, the organization can do or him in terms of, like, one, or even, like, any other pitcher, just when your team's got your number like that, what sort of can you do?
Not quite sure what you do. Because you can pull him out of the rotation or something and try to skip him or try to have him miss, but sometimes you can't really control that when you're in stretches where you're not getting days off. It's your rotation is your rotation. You can't just throw a bullpen day that day or something, so...
Avi, I guess the left hamstring discomfort.
Yeah, I guess before the game he felt a little something warming up or running. So hopefully we're being cautious. He wanted to keep going, but it just didn't seem to be. You know, let's get him out of there. Give him a day tomorrow. See what happens. Hopefully it's a couple days, not anything long. Because you know he feels like he's been doing everything he can to get on the field. He's worked to get back. He definitely, I would say the organization doesn't want to have him go back off. They'd like to see him get a chance to play the rest of the year, build a little momentum towards next year.
What's sort of the balance? Because I think it was 5 days starting, but it was a couple of DHs, you know, so it's like worse.
Yeah, we felt like we were taking care of him from the 2 DH days. We had him off tomorrow, which is, you know, looking at it. So again, trying to take care of him with keeping him off his feet the in-between days. He's been feeling good, so he hadn't felt anything in any of the games. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of like Joey. When he came back, he didn't feel anything. He was feeling fine. Played rehab. I think Javi played 6 out of 8 days on the rehab circuit. So, you know, you try to do the best you can, and sometimes just don't. You can't stop it.
On the flip side, Carrasco, what was the biggest challenge he presented?
He always presents a challenge from the standpoint. He's going to pitch on the edges. He's not giving in. You know, we get the run early. You know, and you feel, okay, this could be another day where we're able to put some runs up. He's always going to be on the edges. He moves it both ways. He's got good stuff. So it's like a guy knows how to pitch, and that's a challenge at times if he gets the ball in the right parts of the zone.
Nari, I mean, we see him give up 2 home runs, but also that strikeout potential he has. I think we might have talked about it in Atlanta, but just what are you sort of seeing from him?
No, I mean, this is, you know, you don't want to say it's good for him because you don't want to see a guy get beat up. But I think being able to go out there and pitch and get extended is really the reason why I want to stay with him, give him a chance to, you know, find his feel. Stay out there because when you're not pitching that often, and you're pitching 1-inning stints. You never, and a guy that's trying to get his feet on the ground and build some momentum, you know, he it's good for him to be out there. Obviously, you don't want to see him take his lumps, but it's not necessarily a bad thing, you know, moving forward. If he's going to be a good pitcher here, and we think he's going to be, this is not going to stop him. It's not going to slow him down. It's just going to be something that he learns from. So at the end of the day, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It wasn't good for the game tonight, but it's not a bad thing.
11-3, the final score last night. That was Marlins manager Don Mattingly after his ball club's loss. Game 3 of this series, the rubber match, comes your way at 1:40 this afternoon. Jesus Luzardo versus Taijuan Walker. We'll hit the air at 1:10 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.